Oh, bro, this shit hurt.
So I'm gonna fucking whine.
Bro, you think it doesn't hurt me? It does.
All right, I'm saying the intro.
Okay. Say the intro.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to
The Black Sheep Podcast.
Oh, yeah. The Black Sheep Podcast. That's the podcast that we're doing. Welcome.
Welcome back, guys. Missed you.
It's been some time.
Yeah.
Like a whole ass month, I think.
No, it hasn't.
We record every week.
Yeah. Sadly, I have to see this dude every week.
Sadly.
Anyways.
Today's going to be a pretty cool episode. We are doing an AMA, Ask Me Anything. So we ask you guys to ask us questions on our Instagram and stuff like that. We both post it on our story.
Yeah, if you guys... And we also post it on the community tab.
On our
YouTube channel. So you guys, you know, if you saw that, make sure you guys follow on Instagram just in case. We update on there sometimes for, you know, things that have to do with the podcast for or sure. Like things like today, like asking you guys.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
Questions about stuff. So follow us.
Yeah, follow
Link
us.
Link will
there.
Be down below in the description box for
Links
Instagram.
Are always down in the description box every episode. And follow my Twitter. I post on Twitter.
Turn on your post notifications. Like this video. Okay, thanks for watching. See you guys next week.
Subscribe.
All right.
Peace.
Yeah, but today we are doing a Ask Me Anything, basically. Yes. So you guys are asking us absolutely anything. We didn't set any boundaries. You guys know we're always honest and open on this podcast. Yeah, oh my God, it's 420. 421. 422. 423. Okay, so like before we get into the questions, we're not high, guys. Okay, we don't get high for the podcast because we would not be able to focus.
Yes,
we would be able to focus even less than we already do. So,
but yeah, we asked you guys to ask us questions.
Yeah,
and yeah, you were talking
so
about
we're gonna be answering.
We're not
that.
Setting any boundaries. We did even make a pact or something.
Yeah.
At the beginning
obviously.
Of the podcast.
You guys saw that.
We
you guys
swore on
have
the
been
Bible.
Watching, that we're always going to be honest on this podcast. So we're going to be answering these questions. Honestly, we both have questions coming in from both of our Instagrams. So, you know, that'll be interesting. We each picked out some questions. And of course, if we need more, we'll go in and refresh. See if there's any new good ones. Because the post is still up right now as we're recording this.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully you guys didn't miss it if you're watching this before. I mean, after the fact. But sorry, next time we do an AMA, you'll get in there and ask your question if you didn't this time.
Yeah. But and also, we will be shouting most of you guys out that are asking us questions. We'll be shouting your guys' usernames out. But mm-hmm. We did say, if you do want to remain anonymous with your question, we asked you to put, you know, let us know with your question that you want to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. So for some of these, we will say anonymous.
For sure.
Asked so-and-so.
Usually if it's like a scandalous question.
Yeah, they just, you guys don't want to be fucking named.
Come on now. Don't be ashamed. There's no kink shaming out here.
Okay, we're not. Anyways. Yeah, so before we get into that. Weekly recap.
Oh, it's called weekly check-in.
Weekly check-in. Sorry, you usually ask that.
Yeah, yeah, I got surprised when you asked that, but yeah, weekly check-in.
Yeah, I care about your week sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Weekly check-in. My week's been pretty good. Just been chilling. I've had a few days off work. I don't know why they're cutting back hours. So just been chilling.
Has it been slow?
Yeah, it's been pretty slow.
Oh.
So I think that's why they're cutting down hours before holiday season or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, before it starts getting crazy again.
Yeah.
Do you know if you're working Black Friday or anything yet?
We don't even do Black Friday at the store.
Oh, really?
Like,
I thought they did.
Because the store is already like a super sales store.
Oh,
there's already
right.
always deals going on there.
But I remember when I worked at Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's just the store that I work at.
Yeah.
But they do it at the mall.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it's going to be busy, but it's not like we're having like special sales or anything.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know if I'm working yet, but I know I'm not working on Thanksgiving because...
Oh, that's good.
Supposedly, we're not open on Thanksgiving this year, so off on
oh,
Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I don't even know what we're going to do. Do you know what we're going to do as a family?
I don't know. Honestly, we haven't even talked about it.
Yeah.
I haven't even talked to my parents about anything that has to do with Thanksgiving. But I'm sure we'll just probably be at home and do something, some sort of dinner.
Watch a movie or something. But yeah, my week's been pretty good.
Cool.
Been feeling happy for some reason.
Oh wow, you've been feeling happy for some reason.
Isn't that so weird?
Is there no reason at all?
No, there's no reason.
Oh, there's no reason. Just some reason.
Who knows? What? How's your week been?
My week's been good. I'm trying to think. Well, it's like the middle of the week, basically. So like nothing's really happened.
But I guess since the last time we filmed.
Yeah, it's been good. Just doing the regular stuff, hanging out with friends. We're trying to plan like a Friendsgiving.
Okay.
Because we do that like usually every year. We get together, all of us. It's probably like the one time a year that we actually like all get together in the same room. Because usually whenever we hang out, it's just like a few of us because we just have different schedules. So we just like see each other at different times. But... so we're trying to figure that out, and honestly, I don't know if it's gonna work. Everyone just like, I don't know, it's just so hard, dude. Like, I remember when we were like 19, 20, it was so easy to get everyone together because like none of us had shit to do.
Yeah.
Now it's like some of us are moms, we all have our own jobs, we got our own lives, and it's just, you know, it's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. Like when I was a kid, and like you could hear. It's gonna get weird. Like you can like overhear like your family talking about like, you know, your other family members. You know what I mean? Like it's like cheeseman and stuff like going on. And I was always like, why you guys like talk about each other like that? And it's like that's just part of getting older. Like people just do that, which is weird.
People just talk shit.
Like not shit, but they're just like, it's just more of like a political thing rather than like being friends. I feel like, or maybe that's just like certain people.
Mm.
It's maybe. More of like a, there's like more tension, I feel like, as you get older for some reason.
Yeah, because I think the thing is that like people distance themselves because they have their own shit going on.
Right.
And then like some people feel like butthurt or feel like, oh, why aren't they like coming around anymore? And then, you know, that's where that shit starts. But that's only if you're a friggin' judgmental ass person.
Yeah, you gotta pick the right people around you.
Yeah. So that's what we're just planning for.
That's good.
But we'll see how it goes.
Nice.
And yeah, other than that, it's been fine.
It's been fine.
Been chilling.
Chilling, okay. How are your nose hairs growing?
Fuck you. Right before we started recording, yeah. I was like, because I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, ooh, the inside of my nose looks so smooth right
now. What the fuck? She like comes in like setting up the camera and I'm over here like setting up the laptop and she's like, I trimmed my nose hairs today. Bro, what? Like, I don't know. What are you talking about?
He's like, what? Why are you telling me that? And I was like, well, I just, like, I don't know. Because I don't really, well, I do look at myself, like, when I'm doing my makeup and stuff, but I don't really, like, you know, look into my nose. So when they start, like, growing back or whatever, like, getting a little long, I'm just like, oh, it's time to trim my nose hairs. And then when I trim them, it just, like, it just looks so, like, good and smooth and, like, you know,
how
hairless.
Often do you trim your nose hairs?
Honestly, probably once like every couple months or so.
Yeah, I have to trim my nose hairs like, I say weekly, but it's more like bi-weekly or maybe like every 3 weeks when I really like they really start coming in. Like, cause I go like this.
You make that face a lot?
No, I make that face to see if they poke.
You were saying like you make that face and then that's when you're like, oh no, I thought you were saying like you make that face a lot, so like you need to make sure they're trimmed because you go around making that face.
No, I don't, but I'm
I was
just
gonna
like,
tell you, please don't make that face.
I do make a lot of facial expressions. I feel like I'm just a weird guy, you know,
so like it's easy to see your nose
hairs.
It's easy to
see my nose hairs if I'm going like this. So I go like that in the mirror and then I'm like, are they coming out? And then I trim them. But I also want to talk about, I call it the perfect storm. Because, like, I have grooming days, right? Where I'm like, oh, I'm going to pluck my eyebrows. Okay, I'm going to trim my nails, trim my toenails, like, shave my face, shave my whatever. Okay. Just because, like, I like to keep clean, you know? But, and I have, like, my face is the one that I shave the most, right? I shave my face maybe, like, every 2-3 days just because I don't like how it looks. And then, so that's,
how like, do you, like... So you shave your face every 2-3 days?
Yeah.
Doesn't it like cause like any like ingrown hairs
now,
or anything?
See, right now it's like kind of coming in. It's like short. It's like too short right now, so it like kind of hurts if I shave it.
Yeah.
So like tomorrow probably I'll be able to shave it. Or maybe like I wait another day or so. So I wait a little bit. That's why it's like every 2 or 3 years. I can't shave every day. Like some people shave every day, but I feel like that's like their skin. I mean, their hair just grows fast, or they have a super sharp razor.
Or they have very fine hair.
Yeah, or very fine hair. My hair is pretty thick.
Yeah, so then it hurts when you like
shave it.
Yeah, and so, when you shave, do you go like against the grain?
Yeah, or
you
always go against the grain.
Oh, like really? This. And do you cut yourself a lot?
No, I used to cut myself because you just gotta take it slow.
Oh.
Like when you go fast, it's like.
Do you use shaving cream?
Yeah, you shave cream. And then you have to like go through, like follow.
What's happening over there? Oh my god, is she tangled? Bro, she's tangled. Oh my god, her leg. Oh, there you go. Well,
I don't need to use the headphones.
Anyways, she just got tangled.
She's pulling the freaking everything off the table. No, but this is weird. I don't know what I'm talking about like shaving, but like you have to like follow through, right? You can't just go like this, like, you know what I mean? You have to go
right.
Follow through.
Oh, did my dad ever teach you how to shave, or no, you just learned?
I just learned myself. Cause my dad doesn't really shave. He just trims. Like, you know, he always has like a little beard. So he doesn't really.
Usually
shave.
That's like a father and son like bonding thing. Yeah, like teach your son how to shave.
Really bond that much.
So that's why you never know. Maybe you're helping some guy, some boy out there learning how to shave. He doesn't know.
But what I was talking about was like, you know, I have all these things that I do to groom myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they all fall on a certain day because my nails, I trim them like once every week. Or once every 1.5 weeks, you know what I mean? And then my toenails, I trim them like...
You have nice, clean nails.
Yeah, I try to keep myself pretty clean. And so, like, but there's one day sometimes when it all falls on the same day.
Oh.
And I spend, like, 2 hours grooming myself.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So I do my eyebrows, I have to shave my face, I have to shave other parts of my body, I have to, like, cut my toenails, I have to cut my fingernails, I have to shave my nose hair.
When you shave... Like, not your face, but your body.
Uh-huh.
Do you use shaving cream also?
I use shaving cream also.
Okay. Because there's guys that literally just shave with just, like, the razor and water. Like, they're just in the water shaving. And I'm just like, oh my God, ow.
Damn, that's like a dry shave. I do that sometimes with my face if the hair is long enough. But the shaving cream helps, like, to, like, soften up the hair. So it's like.
Like, how can you just. Makes me cringe, but
yeah, so it's a little bit hard. So that's why I'm just like, I call it the perfect storm because like it all falls on the same day.
You're so weird. Why do you have a name for it?
And I'm there like for like 2 hours just grooming myself, and I'm like, and sometimes it feels good, but I'm like, I don't really want to do this right now. It takes so fucking long, like, you know.
Well, now you know, like, well, I guess no, you don't really know, but kind of, you have a taste of what it feels like to be a girl, because like we have those days a lot of time out of the week, like, you know. That's why we call it like our self-care day, where we like completely go all out and do masks and all of that stuff that comes with, you know, keeping yourself clean and all that shit. I mean, you guys have to shave and stuff, or if you prefer to shave, but like you don't have to shave everything.
Right.
Like me, I prefer to just not have hair anywhere, so I shave my legs and my arms and like everything.
You shave your arms?
Yeah.
Why?
You didn't know that? I've always shaved my arms ever since like freshman year, I think, high school.
What the heck? How long
my
did
mom
that
was
take?
Like, my mom judged me for it.
Why do you shave your arms? Your hair's not even
know.
That thick.
I know, but I don't know. I just like it like feeling smooth. Like it just feels better to me.
Okay.
So.
But yeah. So I call that the perfect storm.
Nice. Interesting. Anyways, enough about shaving. Yeah, so you don't do No Shave November.
I don't do No Shave November because I don't like the way I look when I don't shave my face. But it's just like.
You feel like you look like a bum?
Yeah, I feel like I look like a bum, and it just doesn't grow out right now. Probably like,
oh, it's like patchy still.
Yeah, still patchy and doesn't look good. But right now, see right there, it's growing out like Cantinflas. You know what I mean? Like, I want to look like Cantinflas.
Do you wish you had like a full on beard and stuff sometimes?
I don't think so.
Or do you prefer like not having a lot of hair?
I prefer not having a lot of hair, and I wish I didn't have as much hair as I have. Like on my legs and my thighs, like I just want to be a little less.
You guys are so weird. I don't know why. I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. I think that looks good on guys when they have, like,
a lot of hair.
Yeah. Because, I don't know. It's just a guy thing, I feel like.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I feel like girls don't really care about that stuff. But I have met guys where they're like, oh, my gosh, my legs are so hairy. And, like, it's just not normal. Because I feel like if you're, like, Hispanic or, you know.
I am Hispanic, yes.
You have, like, thicker and you have more hair.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I don't know. A white boy probably has like very thin hair. Blonde hair on his leg. Can't see it. Yeah. And you just look at that and you're like, oh, my legs are so fucking hairy.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess the community I grew up in. And I should be more comfortable in my own skin.
You should. Love your leg hair.
Hopefully women don't mind that much. So
yeah, I don't think women care.
Okay, good. Anyways, let's get into questions.
All right, so we did screenshot some of the ones that caught our attention first. The first ones that we like saw pop up, but we haven't, you know, refreshed it ever since. Do you want to start or?
I think you should start. Okay. I don't know which one to read first because like they're all kind of like, I feel like
the. Okay, well, I'll ask this one first. Okay. What is, okay, this person wants to stay anonymous, so I'm not going to say their name, but they ask, what is your guys' relationship status?
Okay.
It's a pretty intense question. Okay, first. I'm sweating.
First. You go first.
I'm sweating. Relationship status. What does that mean? Like,
what when you ask, when someone asks you what's relationship status and you say, what does that mean?
What does that mean exactly? I don't know. I don't know. I just go back and forth with this a lot because I know like where you stand with relationships. Like you like being in relationships and like that's just what feels comfortable to you. Mm-hmm. But like for me, like I go back and forth with it a lot. Like some days I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to be in a relationship and like I want to have that person there to like, you know, hang out with or like depend on, I guess, like, you know. Because that's just what you do when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like being alone. And I have days where I just don't want to talk to anyone. And, like, I just don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. And I just like doing my own thing. And it stresses me out because relationships take a lot of time away from you.
Right.
And, like, you know, you spend so much time with this other person. And that's time that I like to spend by myself. And when you tell someone else that, you know, likes you or wants to be in a relationship with you, it just sounds kind of rude. Yeah. You're just like, well, I don't want to spend time with you because I want to just chill by myself.
That's what I was going to say.
And some people don't understand that. But I think I don't know. I just like my own space and having time to get my shit done and not have any distractions.
Right.
So I don't know. I like go back and forth with the idea of what, you know, I'm looking for. But I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now. I'm single. I am, you know, talking to people here and there, but that's basically it.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, yeah, that probably wouldn't, like, fly. If you're in a relationship, then you're like, I just need some time to myself real
but,
quick.
Okay, well, some people are like that, though. So does that mean that I just should never be in a relationship then?
No.
Because I like my own space and time?
But, like,
or would I just have to find someone that's, like, okay with, you know, also having their own space and time,
but it's like, how many days, like 2 days in a row that you just don't want to talk to anybody, like that feel? I feel like that would be, at least for me, because I'm just not that kind.
Okay,
of
well, maybe not talk like at all. Maybe like text, you know, every now and then, like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, you know, I'm doing good. Okay. But you like, I could go. It just depends. Like, if I have a super busy week, like I do not care to hang out with anyone. You know. Doesn't mean I don't like them or miss them or whatever. It's just I feel like I don't want anything to distract me from what I need to get done.
Yeah, I understand that. But you're single.
But I'm single, yeah. Maybe so that's my relationship or just status. Single? I guess ready to mingle sometimes. It just depends how I feel. I don't know, bro, okay? I'm just in the middle of everything.
Okay. I understand.
So it's complicated. How about you?
I am also single. I've been single for a while now. That's not a problem, though. I think, like, when I first broke up with my ex at the time, like, I asked you a lot of questions, right? And I was like, how do you deal with something like that? Because you've been through something like that.
I've been through many.
Many, yeah. I have a lot of experiences. And so I was just, like, going through a rough time. But, you know, you were like, you just kind of like focus on yourself and do things for you.
Yeah. And I remember too when you had just gone, you know, over the breakup and stuff. Well, not like when you were going through it, I guess. Uh-huh. I just, I feel like you didn't really have like many people to like hang out with and stuff too.
Yeah.
So I was like, you should focus on like, you know, going out, like hit up old friends and stuff that you probably haven't seen in a while. Or like, you know, now you have new friends that you made because of work and all this stuff, which is good.
Right.
And you're going out and hanging out with new people and like, you know, so, yeah, that really distracts you and helps.
That definitely helps. But what I was also just going to say was that like, it's just good to be by yourself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and you like learn more about yourself and
right.
what you really want or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm single. Just like, I think like you, I just talk to some people sometimes, but I'm not like looking for anything like that at all. Just cause I'm not ready for anything like that. So
you're not ready for a relationship?
No.
So if someone wanted to be in a relationship with you right now, you'd
No. I think I would say no.
I would say no.
But I don't know. Maybe if it's the right person.
Right.
It just depends. I just can't see myself being with somebody right now. But if it's the right person, you just know.
Right. So there you go. There you have it, folks.
Single. We're both out single. Here.
That's okay. Funny because we were in a relationship like at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
yeah, we really
and
were.
And then we kind of like ended things, and we're both single at the same time.
I have a question, and it says, "What's your favorite song at the moment? / What type of music do you listen to?"
Oh, interesting.
So this could be just for both of us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite song right now—that's hard. I like a lot of songs. My favorite artist right now is Lil Peep. If you guys listen to Lil Peep, I really like him. But I've been listening to this album by Juice WRLD. It's called Legends Never Die. That album is like fucking fire. All those songs in there are really good. So if you guys want to listen to that album, recommendation. But that song, Tell Me You Love Me, it's by Juice WRLD and featuring Trippie Redd on there. So that's a good one. I've been listening to that one on repeat for a while.
That's your favorite song right now?
I guess that's my favorite song. But my favorite song changes like every other day. Yeah, me too. So I don't really know. But any Lil Peep song, honestly. Nose Ring, Fucked Up, Gucci Mane. Those are good ones. What do you listen to?
Yeah, I would say the same. Like, my favorite song changes. But I think right now it's... I don't know. I have a couple, I think. They're both by Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish. One of them is... Or actually... Sorry. No, one of them is Happier Than Ever. Hmm. And the other one is, what is it called? I forgot what it's called.
Billie Eilish. So you listen to Billie Eilish a lot then?
Every now and then. Like, I don't know how. Like, I love Billie Eilish. I love her songs. Like, I could listen to her anytime. Like, doesn't matter what I'm feeling like. Mm-hmm. Like, she's always a good, like, safe thing to go to, you know. I go through like different like music genres depending on like the mood that I'm in sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll listen to more like, you know, chill like sad music that I can like, you know, sing to and just like relax to, and then sometimes I'll want to listen to more like rap or like hip-hop or I don't know, it just depends, I guess. Like,
okay.
Oh, and the second song that I like from hers that right now is the Bossa Nova. Oh yeah, I think it is Bossa Nova.
Hmm.
You ever heard it?
No.
Oh, it's really good. I don't know. I just really like the beat, and it sounds. I don't know. Every time I turn it on and I hear it, like I just like it.
Okay.
But
Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Billie Eilish.
She's cool.
I love Billie Eilish.
And she's like 20 years old, I think.
I still remember the day that like I found her song. Remember I showed you?
Which song was
it? I think it was Bad Guy. It was like when Bad Guy had just came out, and like, I don't know if I think I did show you because I was like showing you the music video and I was like, oh, look at this.
Oh, I think you did. The first time that I listened to her was Watch, I think.
Watch.
Yeah. That one was a good one. Mm-hmm. I like the album cover on it too.
This one's, well, okay, this one says, this one is by Insa Fabdula.
Oh, I didn't read the last person's name.
Did they want to be named?
Wait, which one was the question?
The what is your favorite song right now or something like that. They said, I know your bro was close with Logan. Do they still speak / hang out?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
The last person that asked the questions was Barajas.xo.
Okay.
And she has a lot of questions, so thank you for asking. Me and Logan. Yeah, I actually have a question. Like someone, this girl named Jennifer Tejeda asked a question as well. She said, are you still friends with Logan? Do you catch up with him? Do you miss his friendship? Mm. Yeah, me and Logan were pretty close when you guys were together. And it was more of like a... We were like pretty close friends. It wasn't like I just... But it was like... I guess it was more of like a happenstance because like you guys were together, so I would see him more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always kind of say that like our friendship was not really based on you guys. Like we clicked and we liked each other. But I guess maybe it kind of was a little bit just because we saw each other so frequently because you guys were together.
Right. Did you guys... Well, yeah, I guess you did hang out sometimes like without me.
We would hang out. Yeah, just like with car stuff or like sometimes I would film
friends and stuff.
Yeah, film YouTube videos with him too.
Right.
So, yeah, me and Logan were pretty close, but I think it's just because like we just haven't really seen each other. The last time I saw him was maybe like 2 months ago. So not too long ago, but still pretty long to call him like a really close friend right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, me and him are obviously cool. Like we still like, if we're going to hang out, we have a good time and we just talk and chop it up or whatever.
Yeah, obviously there's no like bad blood or anything.
No, heck no. Me and Logan are always going to be cool. But what was I going to say? Do I still hit him up? Sometimes we'd like text on Instagram or like he swipes up on my story and says, oh, whatever this and that. And I text him too. And we follow each other on Twitter and I like his tweets and stuff. He like posts like motivational stuff all the time. And like, I liked him because it's like, he's like the one person that always posts like motivational stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I should feel like that today. And I like what he posts. So I like that stuff. But me and him are so close. We just don't see each other that often anymore. But we're always cool, me and Logan.
Mm.
Well, if you're going to ask that one.
Oh.
Alma Cuevas asked, why is Melissa such a crackhead? So why are you such
fuck
a crackhead,
you, bitch.
Bro?
That's all I have to say to that is
yeah,
fuck
I don't
you,
know,
bitch.
Honestly.
You're like, the crackhead.
I agree with that 100%, but I just don't know. Like, we grew up in the same house. You just turned out very different.
Do I actually act like a crackhead? I'm kind of scared. I feel like a lot of people say that now. I feel like I actually do act like a crackhead.
Crackhead hours all the time.
Okay, sometimes I do have crackhead energy, but it's very, like, just, you know, spontaneously. Sporadically. Is that the word? Sporadically.
Sporadically. I don't know if that's a word. Mm-hmm. It is a word.
Sporadically.
I've just heard sporadic.
The other day, I used the word conversationalist, and the person was like, that's not a word. And I was yes, it is. And they were like, what the fuck? I've never heard that word in my life. And I was like, oh. I mean, I don't. I think I've only used that word probably like 3 times in my whole life. But, I mean, it's a word.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a word. Conversationalist.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? Like, when you call someone a conversationalist.
Like, I was like, yeah, you're a good conversationalist.
Oh.
Like, they're good at having conversations and, like, you know, talking.
Yeah. Do you think you're a conversationalist?
A good one or a bad one?
A good one.
I could have a conversation with someone. Like, I could hold a conversation with someone.
I think so, too, but sometimes it's
but
hard.
I don't like starting conversations.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I get very quiet sometimes.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, this person's weird. And I'm just like, no, I just don't really like talking that much, but...
Yeah, when it's the right person, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if it's someone that you don't really know that well, then it's, like, it's kind of hard. Because you don't feel super comfortable just, like, talking about whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah, so maybe...
It's a very planned
maybe
conversation.
Maybe we're not a conversationalist.
There's some people that are just like so good at it. I just like watch them just start conversations with strangers and I'm like, how the fuck? Like they just talk for like hours and I'm like, wow. Okay.
Got skills.
You got skills, bro.
Got skills that pay the bills. Okay.
Oh, that was your last question, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Looney Love said, how different is your relationship with each other than when you guys were kids? Like now than when we were kids, basically.
Oh, us?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, them.
I don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, wait, what? Okay, yeah. What do you think?
What do you think? Well, let's see. When we were kids, we used to fight. I used to punch him. He used to pull my hair.
Yeah.
We would get into a lot of fights, like physical fights, bro.
And I think we would like get mad at each other when we were kids.
We would get really mad. Actually,
she burned me.
I'm just going to, I'm going to air out my dirty laundry right now.
Yeah, tell
them. I actually burned my brother once with my curling iron.
Yeah, she's a freaking psycho, bro. She pinned me down on the bed, and she was like,
I feel so bad.
Put it on my arm. Oh, it was on this arm.
Okay, I feel bad.
Psychopath.
Honestly, I didn't even feel bad in the moment. Like,
of course you didn't feel bad.
That's how scary it is. Why am I so scary?
You're psycho. You're crackhead.
I really am, I guess. No, but it's because, okay, so my brother would annoy me a lot when we were little, and I just...
I'll admit to that.
I don't know. I guess I've always had a very, like, I don't get angry easily, but I just...
You get annoyed easily.
I'm very impatient. So, like, when you don't stop when I'm telling you to stop, and you keep annoying me, like, I get annoyed. So then, and I told him, too, like, I don't even remember what you were doing, do you?
I don't remember.
You kept coming up to me and bothering me about some shit, and I was trying to curl my hair.
Ready for school, right? Or was it, you're just getting
I think
ready.
I was just curling my hair. And then you were like, I was like, stop, or I'm gonna burn you with my curling iron. And you obviously thought I was joking.
Yes.
You're like, no, you're not. So you just kept messing with me. And I grabbed my curling iron, and he ran from me. So I unplugged it, but it was obviously still fucking hella hot.
Yes.
And I ran to where he was, and I, like, pinned him down on the, I think it was a couch or the bed or something. Or even the ground, probably. I don't know. And I, like, grabbed his arm and just, like, held it down on the back of his arm. Like, for a good...
It was like
a few seconds.
Yeah, anyway, it was like two or three seconds.
I would say like five or more.
I don't think it was that long. I think that would have been like a third degree burn. Like it did like blister up, but it wasn't like super bad.
Oh my god, I feel so. Why am I saying this right now?
No, she's a fucking psycho. I'm telling
and
you.
And then you started crying, and I think you probably told my parents about it or something. But
I was
honestly,
young,
I don't remember getting yelled at. So he might have not even told, like, ratted me out.
I don't think I did rat you out. I don't think we ratted each other out that much.
And
I
never said sorry. I was just like, that's what you get.
Yeah,
like, I literally said that to him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember me crying.
But our relationship wasn't, like, bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't like we hated each other and fought all the time. Mm-mm. It was just, it was mostly, we got into, like, physical fights when we were, like.
When did we stop?
I was probably, like, 9 around there, so that means you had to have been, like. Wait, cut that out, because then that tells your age. So
we'll
cut that out, okay? Jesus. Please don't leave this in like you fucking did last time when you were supposed to edit something out.
I think it stopped when you were like 13 or 12.
Yeah, probably around there.
That's the age that we were kind of just like, let's chill it out a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't even remember what we would like fight about. It would just be over stupid stuff. Like he would just randomly like punch me, or we would be fighting over something, and then he would pull my hair, so I would start pulling his hair, and we would just like throw like fucking punches, and
yeah, and then you were like,
we would
let
end
go
up crying.
Let go,
yeah,
my hair.
We
and
would
be
both
like,
be
you
like
let go.
Let go right now, you let go first, no, you let go.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah. But other than that, like,
we were always cool with each other.
We got along pretty well.
Yeah.
My brother, I think I was like well, obviously, like, I helped my brother a lot with, like, you know, homework and, like, stuff like that. Because, obviously, when we first started school, like, we didn't know any English. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Spanish was our first language. So.
Only spoke Spanish at home.
Yeah. So, like, when I started going to school, you know, I started learning English. And then my brother started school. And I would help him with homework and stuff.
Yeah.
And we just did a lot of things together because we were basically, like, all we had was just each other. My parents would, like, work and shit, and we would, you know.
Watch the same shows.
Watch TV together and do homework, and I'd help him with stuff and, like, yeah. you know.
And then I guess our relationship now is, like, more of, like, a – we're still the same. I mean, I still call you, like – I don't think there's, like – there is, I mean, I guess, like, respect, but it's not, like, a – I'm going to respect you. Like, I'm not, I still call you like, oh, you're a fucking bitch, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know
like,
what I mean?
We
like,
still say that shit to each other.
Yeah.
But we're obviously not going to ever, like, we just don't like fight about
yeah.
anything really. And we don't get like angry at each other mm. or hold any grudges over anything.
Yeah. That's just how we are. And
yeah.
then, I don't know, we get along. So, like, I mean, we have a fucking podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just get along. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Don't really know like how or why. It's just We just do.
We're both very, I think the reason is we're both very chill, like we're pretty like respectful towards each other.
Right, yeah.
Like obviously we're honest with each other and like, you know, if either of us has anything that we need help with, we can come to each other, but we're not judgmental people or anything like that. So I think it's easier for us to like get along and yeah. like, you know.
And if we get mad at each other, we just tell each other. Like, bro, yeah. I don't like that you're doing this. And we don't, like,
hold the grudge.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anything that we've, like... Like, I can't think of anything that where we've, like, actually, like, argued and, like, got mad over something. Yeah, you know, ever like, since fuck we were you, kids. Bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so... And
I think that's just how it's gonna be forever. Yeah. So
I told my brother, I was like, when we first were starting this, I was like, what if something happens and, like, we just, like, get mad at each other and we hold a grudge and, like, we have to end the podcast and everything. And he's like, no, that would never happen because we just don't hold grudges.
Yeah.
And we'll just like, we talk it out if something happens. And yeah. I'm like, okay.
This one's a good one. It's kind of a lighthearted one by Javism.
What?
I don't know. I think it's Jasmine, but she put the V instead of A. So J-V-Z-M-M.
Underscore.
S. So, well, no, that's just apostrophe S.
But that's her... Oh.
No, it's just an underscore.
Oh, weird.
It says, what's something you look forward to every day?
Oh, what's something I look forward to every day?
Yeah.
Probably sleeping at night.
What the fuck?
Honestly, like, there's not many things I look forward to every day because not every day is, like, exciting, you know? Some days are just boring. But I just love sleep. Like, there's days where I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to, like, see what I dream about today. Like, it's just more exciting than my regular day. So I'm like, oh, I can't wait to sleep. So that's what I look forward to.
So that's your actual answer.
That's my answer, yeah.
That's funny. I don't really know what I look forward to. I think it's more of like a... I'm just looking forward to just chill. Like, so, like... If my day's busy or something like this, I feel like every day.
Looking forward to like you time.
Yeah. And like just like putting in headphones, listening to something and like just working on, I don't know, whatever I work on, either editing videos or like writing music or something like that, or writing whatever I write. Just because like that's just a very chill time. I put in some music, learn and like, I don't know, go like explore new artists that I haven't heard before and just listen to music. I guess that's what I really look forward to. Or sometimes it's like I haven't hung out with somebody that I like hanging out with. And so if I plan something, I look forward to that. But every day, I guess I'm just looking forward to just chill. Just be chill.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sleep's good too, though.
Yeah. Haley Patricio _ said, say you're both in a horror movie. Who would survive longer?
Me.
Definitely me.
No.
Why would you survive longer, bro?
Because I'm faster than you.
I've literally watched way more horror movies than you probably have in your entire life.
I'm faster than you, and I'm stronger than you, and
I'm richer than you. Just kidding.
Yeah, so? And I'm smarter than you.
No.
For reasons.
That's not true. None of those are actually true.
I am
never,
faster than
we
you.
We don't know that. We've literally never raced.
Liza, come on now, dude.
Dude, I'm pretty fucking fast.
You think you're faster than me in a race?
I could be. You don't work out.
Yes, I do. I run all the time.
Okay, but you, like, jog. You don't, like, sprint in a race. You don't race people.
No, I don't. I'm not a very fast sprinter, but...
There you go.
But I can run for fast. A long time.
Okay, well, that's not the freaking challenge.
Okay, I'm stronger than you.
Debatable. Okay, fine. You did beat me in arm wrestling that one time.
Every time.
Okay, you're stronger than me, but I can hide well. And that's all you need to do, basically, to survive. You just gotta get away from whatever is trying to kill you or eat you and just wait it out.
So you want to hide. That's scary. I feel like hiding is more scary because, like...
Well, run and hide.
Right. But when you hide, it's like a risk factor.
Okay,
like,
well, let's say we have to have a specific example. What horror movie are we talking about here?
Let's do Cabin in the Woods.
Okay, that's a good one. I was actually thinking about that one for some reason.
Yeah, because like they have so many different like monsters and whatever. So.
Okay, well, they're not saying. Well, what did she say? Did she say who would survive
the longest?
Oh, longer. Okay, so yeah. So both of us will probably most likely die.
Yeah, that's okay.
Like, we won't be the end character.
Probably. I will, yeah. I'm going to survive the longest, bro. I mean, just come on.
I don't think so, dude.
Are we going to stick together or are we going to go separately?
I feel like you would want to, like, figure out what's going on and, like, end up getting in a trap or some shit.
It could be. That could happen.
And I'd be like, no, don't go in that. Well, I guess go into, like, a fucking dark alley where there's growling and crying going on.
Let's just team up, bro, in the horror mood. Let's team up and then we'll survive the longest. Let's just do that.
Okay. Even though at some point I feel like we would end up arguing about something and be like, no, it's this way. And you're like, no, it's this way. No. Anyways, I don't know who would survive longer. You guys comment down below what you think.
Yeah, let us know.
Who do you think would survive longer?
So, this one's going to get into the needy. I don't even know what I'm saying. Into the nitty gritty.
Yeah, that's the right saying.
This one is anonymous.
Okay, of course they want to be anonymous.
It's, do you have any kinks or fetishes?
I have a foot fetish.
Oh my god.
I'm coming clean about it. Ew. I'm just kidding now.
Just kidding. That you can't kink shame.
Why would you judge?
My bad. it's fine if you like feet. That's fine.
Any kinks or fetishes?
This is awkward. I mean,
I'm sure we do.
All right, go ahead.
I don't want to say.
No, bro, come on now.
Well, I don't know. Like, what?
Don't be like disgusting. No. Just be like, just.
Well, what do you want it to
be? I'm saying, don't like say, like, while I'm having sex, like this and this and this. Just be like, just be broad.
Well, what else could it be?
Well, that's what I mean, but just don't get too, like, specific.
Okay, this is weird. This is really fucking weird, okay? Nobody fucking judge me, okay? I've only told one person this before.
Oh,
sometimes,
man. It's coming out right now.
Sometimes, like, scary movies or horror movies, like, turn me on.
Oh, man.
I'm sweating. It's hot in here.
What about?
I don't know,
like,
why.
All horror movies? Or?
No, I don't know why. Just, like, specific ones sometimes. I don't know. I think, I don't know. Now people are going to think that's why I watch horror movies. That's not why I watch horror movies, okay? It just randomly sometimes happens.
That's hella funny, actually.
God, I'm exposing too much in this video. Okay, now you have to say something.
Okay. I think, like, sometimes, like, in the bedroom, like, I like it to be a little bit
more. Is it a fetish or a kink?
I guess it's a kink. What, you talking about yours?
No. Yours.
Oh, I think it's a kink. It's not a fetish.
So what is a fetish and what is a kink?
I don't know, actually.
We don't even know the difference. Let me look up the difference, but you continue saying what you're saying.
Well, I was just saying, like, sometimes when I'm in the bedroom, I like to be I like it to be a little bit rough. But it's not like
oh god.
But it's not like me doing it. I like it when the other person is towards me.
Oh.
So.
Oh, whoa. You heard it here first, folks. This is exclusive content.
This is exclusive
information. Is so, right. So, like, you like to get, like, slapped and punched in the face.
Not punched, but maybe a slap would be nice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I, like, I don't know. Okay, so. Or something.
Whoa. Oh, okay. We're getting too into detail here.
Cut that out.
So kink, it says kink is the use of non-conventional sexual practices or, like, fantasies or something. So that's a kink. So a kink is more so like what you do,
wow,
you know, in the bedroom, like a sexual behavior.
Right.
That is a kink. And then a fetish is something that you like.
Is there, you reading the definition? Just read the definition.
Okay, sorry. It's just there's two, and I don't know. This one says a form of sexual desire in which gratification is linked to an abnormal degree to a particular object, item of clothing, part of body, etc.
Okay, so yeah.
So sexual desire towards something, like an object, mm-hmm, or like a part of the body specifically.
Yes.
So those are the differences, I guess. That makes sense.
Okay. So yours is more of like a fetish then. Because yours is like horror movies or something. That's a fetish. And mine is more of like a king.
Yeah, and yours is more a king.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Next question. Baby underscore Lex underscore said, would y'all ever try making a video while being high?
I think we did that one time. It did not go well.
Okay, well, we weren't even really high.
When we took edibles? On your channel?
We never did that.
Yeah.
When?
We took edibles and then we had like a Chick-fil-A mukbang.
Oh, right. But like for the podcast, like filming an actual podcast.
Oh, for the podcast.
While doing that. Or while being high.
We could do that.
You think we could do it?
Yeah.
I think it would be so like...
hard.
Yeah, to stay on top.
That's what I mean. I think, but that's what people want to see.
Right, they just want to see us talk about nonsense.
I think that's what I'm saying. Like the podcast, I feel like might be like a little, just kind of boring. Because like, what will we talk about while we're high?
I don't think it would be boring at all.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would be very funny.
For us, maybe. No, but like we're just talking about nothing.
Well, we could have like specific things that we want to like talk about, but it doesn't have to be like serious things, you know?
Okay.
So that way we could like, you
keep
know.
It light.
Yeah, but.
But you would never want to, or what do you think?
I think I would be down to do it, but yeah, like you said, it would have to be like, you know, light topics, nothing too like where we have to fucking zone in and
yeah, because I can't do that,
dissect shit. Do you think you could?
I just can't get like super high because then I'm gonna have a little freak out. Or something. I can't get super high.
He's a beginner.
I'm very very vanilla, very very beginner. So, but yeah, I'll be down. That'd be kind of funny. A lot of people ask that. So, like, people in the comments were like, you
yeah,
guys should
make
a video.
Yeah, people keep saying that we should make a video while high.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will. Who knows? Stay tuned for future episodes. If we don't have an idea when we'll just do that.
Yeah, yeah. This is funny because, like, I feel like whenever, like, YouTubers or, like, something, like, do a Q&A, people are like, okay, they're running out of ideas already. We're, like, already doing one.
Oh God!
We're okay, running,
well,
are
no,
we
it's
ideas?
Just it's just to get more personal with you guys, honestly.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Because I feel like you know, this is like a new thing, like you know.
Yeah, we're starting something new, so
yeah.
Just
so
get
I feel like
more connected
for the people that are like just barely watching us. They don't know anything about us and shit. Like it's easier to get to know us a little more.
All right, this one's a little gonna get a little.
It's a little gonna get.
A little gonna get a little deep. Hasmin asked, Hasmin, two S's and two I's, asked, what do you guys think about the whole Travis Scott thing?
Ooh.
You heard about the Travis Scott thing, right?
Yeah, did you?
Yes, I think it's, like, everywhere.
Yeah, it is everywhere.
It's
fucking wild. Crazy.
So, if you guys haven't heard, basically the gist is, like, Travis Scott was having a concert for Astrofest or Astroworld tour or something like that. And it just got way out of hand and 8 people passed away. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just really sad because like youngest people that died were like 14, 16, like 21, like a 14-year-old died at a
concert.
That's
just horrible. I can't like imagine, you know, what the family is thinking.
Right.
Like they literally just left to go to this, concert and now they're just not going home.
Right. And it's like, no one should have to like think about something like that. Mm-hmm. Right, it's like I'm just gonna go to a concert to have fun and it's like my life is in danger and could potentially die, and people did die.
Yeah,
it's horrible. It's a horrible thing.
It's crazy.
But I think it really comes down to
it's just a very like controversial topic, I feel
like,
because a lot of people have different opinions. A lot of people, you know, want to blame specifically Travis Scott for the things that happened. What do you think? Like,
I think, like, what it comes down to is, like, right, like, you said, like, people want to put blame on somebody. And, like, yes, I think someone should be held responsible. And, like, I heard Travis Scott right now is being sued. I heard the venue's being sued.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens in the weeks thereafter. But, yes, I think that there could have been measures taken to be much more careful. And, yes, like, it's going to be controversial, but I think Travis Scott is to blame, and I think the venue is to blame as well. I think that they're both, just because, I mean, I'm gonna get into it, but like Travis Scott, there was times when, you know,
he's had very interesting concerts in the past.
Right. Yeah. And there's been times where he has stopped a concert in the past. Like there was one time where a video came out where he was like crowd surfing in the crowd, and then someone like stole his shoes, like took his shoes off of him. And then he stopped the concert and was like, nah, we're done now. We're done. We're not having the concert no more. It was canceled because they took his shoes.
Was that the time that he like actually pointed him out and said like, oh, that guy stole my shoes?
Yeah,
and
like, then, go like, fuck him up or something.
Yeah, he was like, go get him, go beat him up. Yeah. And then people like fucking.
Yes. So like Travis Scott has done it before where he stopped a concert.
Over his shoes. Over his shoes. But he can't stop the concert over literally seeing people passing out, seeing an ambulance in your fucking audience.
And like, while there was an ambulance, like there's videos of him like while there's an ambulance in the audience and like he's like still singing while like someone's like being carried out.
Yeah. I mean,
that's not okay.
I always think about like, you know, the other side of things, because I like, you know, keeping an open mind.
Right, of course.
Sometimes I like to think like, okay, maybe, you know, he just wanted to keep the concert going and, you know, people paid for, you know, a good time. Ugh, that sounds horrible, but people paid, you know, to hear his songs and he was giving, you know, what the people paid for.
Right.
And maybe he thought, like, oh, these people are just, you know, they're passing out. They need some air. He did at one point say, like, you know, hey, like, let's let the ambulance get over here. Like, let's let, you know, people, you know, get helped and stuff. But, and I think, like, maybe he just didn't know, like, the gravity of it. But at the same time, like, there's been so many artists that have stopped their concerts for something so, like, minor. Because the thing they have to keep in mind, especially people's when safety. You're an artist, like, you are the person controlling the crowd. You know, if you, yeah, and you have to keep in mind people's safety. Like, that's the number one thing. You don't want to, like, you should be thinking about the safety of your fans if you really do care about them.
Of course.
I don't know. I just think it's just horrible, like, what people went through. And I've heard people talk about, like, being there and how it felt and how, like, claustrophobic and they felt like they couldn't breathe. And, like, just thinking of these people that, you know, just couldn't breathe, no one was getting them help, and passing out, and then, you know, like, fucking people dying. It's
horrible.
It's
dude.
Really, really sad. And seeing the video of the girl like going up there trying to stop the concert, did you see that?
I didn't see that one.
When she was like, she went up to, I think, one of the camera guys or something, and she was like screaming like, stop, there's people dying, stop. And like, they just weren't stopping the music, and the guy was like, get off, we can't be up here, blah, blah, blah. And like, you know, people were trying to do everything and yell, and there was even a time in the concert where people were like, stop the music, or shouting help. But obviously, you know, at a concert, the music's loud, there's people yelling all the time. I heard someone saying, you know, that like they were putting up their hands like trying to like get help, and then Travis was like, you know, everybody put your hands up, and then like,
oh my god,
you just like, you feel helpless.
You're helpless. Yeah, I was gonna
you
say
feel
that.
Like, you can't fucking do shit, and like, I don't know, it's just very, it's a very sad situation.
And I think people that are, I don't know, I think people that are defending Travis Scott like on social media, like saying it's not his fault, like
there's
a
so
point,
many things that
there's
he,
a, yeah,
that he could have done. That's
there's
the
a
thing.
Point that is like, okay, well, there is some fault here, like, bro. But either way, I think, like you're saying, like you can like try to give him the benefit of the doubt for sure. That's okay. We have to look at all the angles. But I think that he got caught up in the moment. You know what I mean? At least that's what I think. I feel
and
like
people
he was
were
like,
saying too that like, oh, maybe he didn't see anything. But
no,
like
he saw.
You are, if you are up there, you can see everything.
You can see everything.
Like, you can see everyone. You can see if there's a crowd of people huddling over someone on the floor. Like
Or if there's a mosh pit that gets a little too much for people, and like someone's getting hurt. You can see everything. But what I was going to say was that, like, I feel like he just got kind of caught up, and he was like, this is dope. Like, this concert is filthy. Like, people are getting hurt.
Like,
people are going to like it.
Up.
People are going to talk about it. But it went too far.
And that's the thing, too, that I feel like, you know, his past is definitely biting him in the ass now after this, because there's been times at his concert where, like, he likes the recklessness.
Right, that's
and,
what
like,
I mean.
He hypes it up, and he hypes people to jump off balconies and, like, you know, that's like what he likes his concerts to be like. But like, you're not thinking of the safety, and like, this is a shit that can happen. And now, like, and now what?
Yeah. So someone's to blame. I think it's the security guards that were there when they saw that stuff
I think
was
it's
going
just
on.
Everyone, like even the police, like I guess they were called, and like they still let it go on for like 40 more minutes because they just didn't want people to get mad, and like
too many things went wrong.
Yeah, it just is a very sad situation in general.
For sure.
And prayers out to the families of the people
of course,
that passed away.
It's incredibly sad.
It's crazy. Did you see that bird?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is that?
Okay, so this one, I guess, piggybacking off of the making a podcast when you're high question. P Mortega_JC said, do your parents know you smoke? If yes, how did they take it? If not, do you plan on telling them? Here's the thing, JC.
All right.
We have Mexican parents.
That shit don't fly, bro.
That shit don't fly at all. So, no, they actually don't know that we smoke. I think that they might have an idea, but they're definitely not okay with it, nor would they be okay with it. Mm-hmm. I think some of our family does know. If you watch my videos, I'm kind of open about it on my YouTube channel and on Instagram. I think we've both posted stuff that, like, you know, kind of implies that we smoke.
Yeah. And we posted a picture, I mean, with a joint in it. Like,
yeah.
This last picture we took.
So, yeah, our parents don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we don't
plan on telling them anytime soon, at least. I think, like what you said, like, they're not dumb. Like, I feel like they have an idea.
Yeah, no, I feel like they definitely have an idea.
But they're not, like, I don't think they're, like, yeah, they smoke weed together or smoke weed at all.
Yeah.
No. They're probably, like, they've done it in the past and they don't smoke anymore. But.
Yeah. They probably know that we have at least tried it, but they don't know that, you know.
We, like, go get weed. But no, I don't think we would ever tell them.
Maybe
when we're like 30 years old.
Yeah. Maybe we're like 30. I don't know. Maybe when we have like our own families.
Yeah, yeah. Think you're going to be smoking when you have kids?
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways.
That's funny.
So, yeah, there's your answer to that question.
I don't know how to say this person's name. Let's see. Niezny.
Okay.
Two Z's.
Niezny, maybe.
Two E's, sorry. They asked, what is your preference when it comes to women? Personality, looks, love y'all. And I guess this can be like...
Yeah, someone asked me, like, what's your type?
Okay, yeah, so we can
both answer
it.
So basically we can
both
answer this question.
When it comes to women... I'm just kidding.
When it comes to women, they have to fit certain criteria.
Yes.
There's requirements...
They have to have a certain body type.
Certain body type, certain hair.
Certain hair, certain eye color.
Build a bitch.
I'm just kidding. Who the
What's
fuck's
going
making
on?
That fucking noise, bro? Pissing me off.
I don't know. That's never happened before.
Anyways, I don't really have a type, honestly, if I'm being honest. Hey.
He does, guys. Everyone says this, and I used to say this, but then I realized, bitch, you do have a type. And you have a type, too.
Okay, well,
it doesn't have to be physical features. It can be like how they are as a person.
Yeah.
Like obviously you wouldn't date fucking Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Like you have to have a type. Everyone has a type.
Yes. Okay. Well, yes, I do have a type. I just don't think about it that way. Like, I guess for me, honestly, this is gonna sound weird, like cliche or whatever, but it's really a lot about just how the person is rather than how they look. Look is a plus, obviously, and I'm not gonna be with somebody who is like
who you're not attracted to,
who I'm not attracted to physically,
right?
I don't want to sound shallow, it's just the truth, but personality is a big thing. Like, I'm not gonna be with somebody just because they look good. No, like that's just
yeah,
not
that
who
would
I
never
am
happen.
Yeah, I'm just not, that's not what I'm looking for or what I'm into when I don't look at women that way either. Like when
what
I
way
like when I'm with my friends, bro, they're like, bro, that girl's bad. You see her over there? And I'm like, okay, but, like, is she cool, though? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be, like, over there trying to, like, spit my game just because you look good. It's okay. Just not that kind of the eye. I'm not that kind of way.
Okay, well, obviously, the person has to catch your eye for you to, like, want to talk to them, though.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, if I go over there and talk to them and they're just not what I expected them to be, or they're just different than how I am,
then you don't care about
then
them.
I'm like, your looks is not gonna be enough for me to like try and get at you,
right?
But yes, I am a guy and I like looks as well. Like, just being honest, like but I like freckles, if I'm getting specific.
Okay, so you're talking about
physical appearance,
physical type right now.
Yeah, so what I mean I don't know. I like freckles. I don't really know, honestly. Light skin color.
Okay.
Interesting. It's funny. I don't really know, honestly.
Okay. So you don't have a very physical, like, appearance type.
Not really, no.
It just, it can, they can look like absolutely anything. Just as long as you vibe with them.
Yeah, as long as I vibe with them, but like I said, it's not like I'm going to date someone who I'm not attracted to physically.
Right.
So, yes, I look for looks as well.
Would you ever date anyone that's, like, super bougie? Like, do you think you could?
That's hard. Because I don't think I could see myself being with someone like that. Right. Unless they are, like, unless their personality is, like, amazing.
Yeah, and like they're a good person. Yeah, they're just like, very bougie, and they only like bougie things.
Oh, only like bougie things. Yeah. Like, we can't come home and like be bummy together?
You can, but like, it has to be like $100 sweatpants.
I don't think so. Probably not. I'm not very bougie myself, so I don't think so. It's more of like a, I don't think we would be
compatible.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I don't know. If you smoke, I like you.
Wow, if you're that crackhead over there on the street, I like you.
Hell yeah. I don't know, I don't have a type.
Okay, well, you do have a type.
What's my type, bro? Tell me.
Your type is girls with tattoos.
I like tattoos, yeah.
Girls that are woke.
I don't want to say that because like like whenever I say like, oh, I like a girl with a story, I feel like that's like turning into like a fetish. Do you know what I mean? Or is that not?
I can't speak because I think I have a problem.
Come on, man. Like, you can't just let me say something like that.
Well, okay. I don't think so now because you don't like, they don't have to have a story, but you're just saying like, it obviously makes the person more interesting.
Right, right.
Like, for me, I agree. Like, I don't know. Like, I've talked to people before that just have, like, this, like, perfect life. And they've just had a perfect childhood. Yeah. And, like, you know, their parents paid for their college. And they just have, like, really good parents. And I'm just, like, I don't know why. Like, I just, I'm not, like.
Into that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And I get that. I guess that's kind of what I mean, too. I just want them to be, I don't know, a little bit interesting. But that just sounds weird. I don't like saying that. But yes, I like them to have like a little bit of story. It'd be interesting. That's my type. I don't know.
Right.
What's yours? Enough about my.
You know what we should have done first? We should have like said each other's type first.
Oh, okay.
So what do you think my type is?
Your type is a guy, a nice tall guy.
Okay. And I do like taller guys.
He's strong.
Okay, I do like strong guys.
And
but not like super buff.
No, not like super buff. I mean, just like he's built. Like,
okay.
He's got like some meat on his bones.
Okay.
Nice burly man.
What does that even mean?
And you like them to be like.
<I'm> scared.
You like them to like work with their hands, I feel like.
Okay.
Like, I feel like you could be like into like a roofer. Like someone who like does roofing and do you know what I mean?
I mean, I guess I could.
Like a nice white boy who was like does roofing.
I don't really
roofing.
Care what they do.
But that's, I'm saying like that's the like, well, like they would be in that profession. Like that's their personality.
Yeah. Like a little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. That's what I guess I kind of mean. And tall, did I mention tall?
Yeah.
Okay.
You like anything tall else guys? About their like physical thing that you think?
Beard.
Okay, I do like guys with beards.
You like beard, you like...
you like beard.
You like beard.
You like beard.
Tattoos? Do you like tattoos? I actually don't know.
I do like tattoos on guys. Okay. I would actually prefer tattoos on guys.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't really mind, but I would prefer it.
Okay. And then that's, I guess that's all.
That's all you got?
You like guys that are dumb.
Whoa! Calling out all of my exes.
I'm
right
just kidding.
Now.
I'm just kidding. All right, who do you like?
Okay, Who do I like? Penn Badgley.
He's nothing like the person that you, I feel like you like him because he looks good and stuff, but you guys would not like.
Yes, I would.
Really?
Yes. I have different
types. He doesn't have tattoos.
I have different types, okay? I didn't say he had to have tattoos.
He's a model. I prefer. Yeah, doesn't have tattoos. He doesn't look very strong to me. He's the opposite of what everything that
okay,
you just said.
Well, I have a new crush. I have a new celebrity crush, and this probably fits more with what you think.
Okay.
Is my type, so let me show you.
I know his name. Just tell me his name. I know who he is.
You don't.
Tell me his name.
Casey. You see, you don't know.
Casey, I know Casey. What's his last name?
Hold on, I forgot his last name.
You cannot like him that much then.
I do. Casey Diedrich.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, hold on.
Does
he fit?
Yes, he definitely fits. Does he fit my type? Yeah, look at this. Shirt off and everything.
Woo! It's getting hot in here. That's Wait, who so are your funny. Celebrity crushes?
I don't have any.
Yeah, you do.
What movies is this guy in?
I don't know. He's in the show that I'm watching right now, though, In the Dark.
Okay.
On Netflix. But I'd say my type is tall. I like dark hair and, like, dark
eyes.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I don't really go for, like, you know, blonde boys.
Blonde, blue
eyes. Do
you feel
like you go for blonde girls? I think you probably would.
I think I would, but recently... Recently, I've been thinking that this is a little too perfect for me. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, I don't really go for like blonde hair, blue eyes type guys. I like. Honestly, that's like basically it. I like. Obviously, I like someone who like vibes with me and likes the same things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like people that like. Like, if they like the same music as me, that's a plus. If they like going out and, like, doing the same things as me, that's a plus. Okay, here's the thing.
The thing.
I think that I, like, have a thing for, like, the damaged boy.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny because... What was I... I forgot who I was talking to about this. Or I think maybe it was... So, and I think that's why I have a crush on these specific, like, celebrities, because that's who they play in the shows.
Mm.
Like, you know, the damaged boy, and he's, like, he's kind of like a bad boy, and he's, like, doing bad things. But
that's what
he's
I mean.
Also just very sweet and loving, and, like, I don't know. I think that's the type of guy that I like.
That's what I mean.
Know
it's
why.
Like... What's
but Penn like Badge? You agree with me, like they, like it just makes it more interesting, and I feel like it makes it more relatable to us, like when they have, you know,
a
shit that they've dealt with, and
yeah,
I don't know.
So yes, without sounding too edgy and too whatever, we like them to have a little bit of a past and be a little
baggage,
a little dirty.
Oh God, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean dirty like.
You
in,
mean
in a weird
like
way.
That.
No, I don't.
We all know what you like. We all know your kinks.
Oh, fucking hell. It's a bad idea.
But, yeah, I think that's what I would say.
Okay.
Does that make sense, you think?
Yeah. Well, you didn't really say too much about personality, though. I guess.
Oh,
well,
I like
yeah.
them to be funny. I like I like them to have, like, this, like, similar
humor,
of humor as me. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? I like them to...
American, to be American.
Yeah. I mean, American is just very broad. I think, I don't know. I think I like white boys.
White boys with dark hair.
Yeah. Not okay. like, not blonde white boys, but like, you know. I don't like people that are stuck up or think that they're better than people
everybody.
Or
yeah.
like very preppy people. I just like... You know, chill people. I don't know. Someone said, if YouTube was not a thing, what would you have studied in college?
For who? For us?
Both of us, yeah.
I was going into, well, I did. I have an associate's degree, and I have an associate's degree in business marketing, but I was going to get a job in accounting. So I did a lot of accounting courses and I did a lot of economics courses, a lot of mathematics and stuff like that. And I was going to go into like learning how to do people's taxes, and I was going to like trying to be like an accountant for a business. And that's what I was going to study. But I realized that's not really what I want to do, because like I took a lot of like elective courses. Like I took philosophy classes and I took astronomy and just like a more of like art electives, because I was like, I want to pepper those in while taking these like really, really hard classes. So when I did that, I was like, I really enjoy being more creative and more artistic, and just I want to create something for people. Do you know what I mean? To enjoy, rather than just kind of working my life away for a business. So
I feel like, yeah, you have that like creative side.
So that's what I was going to be. And then I was like, I'm going to take a year off, and I just never went back. But who knows, you could go back, you know,
if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could go back if I wanted to, if nothing else works out. But I'm trying my hardest right now to make sure that something works out, what I'm doing with just to be a little bit more creative. But that's what I was going to do, and that's what I've
You like dibbling plan. And dabbling.
Yeah.
And other things.
What about you?
And this is a perfect time for you to do that, because you're still young, you know?
Am I? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're so fucking young. Like, 32, but that's fine. Oh, how about me? I would probably do something like criminal psychology or something.
Yes.
That's always super, like, been really interesting to me, I feel like.
When you were a kid, I mean, not when you were a kid, but when you were growing up in high school, you said you wanted to be something like a therapist or like a psychologist or something like that.
Some sort of counselor.
Yeah.
I really like helping people and giving advice. I think that's something that like I like doing. So maybe something like that. This is a question that they want to be anonymous, but I guess this has to do with like the whole Travis Scott concert thing.
Okay.
Because this is also something that's like going around about, you know, the whole like demonic thing.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So this person said, yeah, do you believe in celebrities selling their souls to the devil and sacrificing fans at concerts? So I guess we can talk about what we think about that, you know.
Sacrificing your soul to the devil? I honestly don't believe that. I honestly don't believe in that.
Yeah, I think we're both on the same page on that. I remember when I was younger, I think it was more so like, you know, when we were going to church and stuff like that, because people that go to church or that went to our church and like, you know, friends of mine that were there, I think they used to talk about this a lot with like, you know, celebrities and or like even artists, like when they're with their music, like certain things that you just shouldn't listen to because, you know,
things that they say in there,
devil related. And, you know, I think that's why it was more in my head, like there are celebrities that are selling their soul to the devil and like they're doing fucking bad shit.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the Travis Scott thing had anything to do with him sacrificing people at the concert. I think there are enough assholes and evil people in this world. We don't need the influence of, you know, the devil and shit like that. Like, people are horrible on their own, and like I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Yeah. I don't think so either. I also don't think that you can sell your soul to the devil and get rich and famous. I don't think that's
You really don't think that?
I don't think so. I feel like, I don't know, I don't believe in that. Like, because then that means that there's a hell and stuff, and I don't really believe in hell.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like there would be, it's just how it is. You know, there's so many people in the world. There's going to be a lot of people that are just famous. It's just how it is.
That a lot of people like.
Yeah, not a lot of people like
it. There's going to be tragedies, and you can't just always blame fucking the devil.
Yeah.
For horrible shit that happens. So, no, we don't believe in that.
Someone asked, this person at Marie.Askari, A-S-K-A-R-I, asked, how old are you for fuck's sake? No.
How old are you for fuck's sake?
No.
That's what you're going to say? No?
Yes, no. This person, Natty Doza, asked, are you ever going to get into modeling? Are you going to get into modeling, Liza?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't even know where would you, like, would start for something like that.
I don't really want to do modeling.
I think you, like, basically just do it. Because, like, you get paid for that stuff. So it's like you're almost just already doing it.
What do you mean? You basically... Oh, me?
Yeah,
like,
you.
I'm already doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, like, Instagram... Being an Instagram model is, like, different
than, right,
like,
yeah,
actually, like, trying to be a model and having a modeling career and, like, you know, modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't... I wouldn't want to do that. I like just doing my own thing. And... I mean, if I'm classified as an Instagram model, I don't know. I guess that's fine. But it's a lot easier than actually, you know, trying
I bet it is.
Be a model and stuff. But I don't know. If something ever happens in the future with like a specific company or something and they asked me to be a model for their clothes, I wouldn't be like, no. But yeah, it's not like a career path that I want to take. How about you?
I don't think so either. I think I'm too short to be a model. I'm a guy. I'm a guy, and I think guys have to be like fucking like 5'11 to be a model, even considered to be a model.
I know. Can so, we change that, please? Like,
and
what's
then,
going on?
Yeah, and then women have to be like 5'9 or something. So I'm not even close to any of those. So no, probably not. I like to take good photos and post them on Instagram. I don't know if that's why you're asking, but I think that's just kind of where I wanted to stay at.
Yeah.
But who knows? If they really like me and they're like, this guy looks so fucking good, then maybe. But
and they don't care if you're short.
Yeah, but that just doesn't... That probably wouldn't happen. So.
Okay, well, you never know.
Yeah.
Manifesting.
I have one.
Okay.
I don't know how to say this person's name, though. DERONJIC. Deronjic?
Okay.
Dot MARIJA.
Yeah, I have no idea.
They asked, if you could act in one movie, what movie would it be? That's a good question. I like that movie. I mean, I like that question.
What movie would we be in if we could be in one?
If you could act in a movie, what movie would you pick? I would do a really, really popular movie so that my acting career would pop off.
Titanic?
No, not Titanic. Oh. Maybe, though.
Can I say something? I don't know why. I just randomly thought about it. But
what?
One of my friends doesn't believe that dinosaurs existed.
Oh, my God.
It was this whole ass conversation. It was so funny.
So what? She thinks it's a giant conspiracy?
Yeah, she just thinks that they're just not real. She's like, how is that even possible? That, like, and then where did the humans come from? And I'm like, I don't know. Ask God.
Bruh. That's hella funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll probably act in some really, really good horror movie.
You think it would be a horror movie?
Yes, I would want it to be a horror movie. I want to be more of a serious acting thing than like a funny
thing.
I would
be one of the girls that Joe is into in the show You.
Okay. That's hella funny.
But a movie, if it were a movie, it would definitely be like a thriller.
Yes,
a movie that'd be fun.
House at the End of the Street. I think if I could be that guy for House at the End of the Street.
Or I think you could do a good job at that.
Yeah, or like Bates Motel. I could be like his friend or something.
Hey, if you ever do a
reboot on Bates Motel, you know who to hire. What's his name?
What?
Oh, Norman.
Norman Bates.
Norman Bates. Yeah. I'll be Norman Bates' friend.
A guy in the background.
Yeah. Hey, man.
That has two lines. That's all you say. Hey, man. That's your whole thing. Marie.Escari said, does being pretty make you happy?
Yes.
So you think you're pretty?
Oh, I mean.
Wow, you're so stuck up. Just kidding.
What would you say to that?
I would say no.
Really?
Yeah, it makes you happy?
Now. Yeah.
Like, I mean, probably happier than if I felt like I was ugly. It when she's saying makes you happy, I'm assuming like I'm automatically just happy all the time. No. Like no, you no, still no. fucking you just
I think the only like say the only thing yes. The only thing that I say is like when you put on a good outfit and then you get a nice haircut and you put some nice jewelry on or whatever, and when you look good, you feel good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, at we always say that. We've literally always said that.
Yeah, when you look good, you feel good. So like that's why like I always like dress up to like go even to like the grocery store, just because I'm self-conscious about that kind of thing. And you do that too, right?
Yeah. I feel like I've done it a little less lately. But, well, yeah. If I'm going to, like, a place where there's going to be a lot of people, then, yeah, I would prefer to, like, you know, look decent.
And now with masks, it's just even easier.
It really is.
So, like, I don't know. I think, like, when you look good, you feel good. And so I think, like, when you have a nice haircut and you got nice clothes on, you feel a little better than when you're bumming it.
Yeah.
At least for me. But that doesn't mean to say that, like, I think I'm the shit and I think I'm hella pretty. No. Mm-hmm. When someone compliments me, I'm like, stop. So it makes me uncomfortable.
Stop. Stop. Stop it right there.
Stop. But I don't know. That's not to say that pretty people aren't sad.
Yeah. Obviously, you guys know that.
But it doesn't matter if, like, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And if you think you're pretty, that makes you pretty.
Yeah.
So, like, so some people, I'm ugly.
And yeah, some people, I'm pretty. I'm fucking ugly.
So it doesn't matter. Like, it just matters what you think, honestly.
Yeah. What do you think about yourself?
Yeah.
Someone asked, this is for you. Which movie quote do you use on a regular basis?
Oh.
My brother uses movie quotes every day.
I think I just talk in movie quotes.
Yeah, you really do. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, let me think of a good one.
I feel like I don't know if there's one that you use on a regular basis. I think you just, like, it just depends.
Depends on the situation.
What comes up to your head. I think there's actually, I thought it was only you, but there's actually other people that just do this.
Of course they do.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just you being a weirdo.
Oh, I have a good one. There was this one time I was with a friend. And we were both using the bathroom. It's not weird or anything. We just both went to the bathroom because we need to pee. And then I forgot. I think it was like the water just wasn't working in the bathroom or something. So we couldn't wash our hands. And so we left the bathroom and then we said goodbye. Like we were using the bathroom to like go home or whatever. And now like we like went to like dab each other up, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, like we didn't wash our hands. And I was like, it's fine, bro. What's a little piss among friends? And so that's a movie quote from this movie it's from Charlie Countryman, The Necessary Death of Charlie Countryman. There's this quote where he said, what's a little piss among friends? And I was like, you know, it's a fine, bro. What's a little piss among friends? And I don't know why that line hit me like
did
so.
Did he know that was a quote or did he think you just said that?
No, I think he just thought that I said that.
So you didn't say that's just a movie quote, bro?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Because it's like, if you get it, you get it.
So you just talk in movie quotes.
Yes. But I don't know why that line hit me like so hard for some reason. Like, what's a little piss among friends? Just like, I feel like that cuts deeper than just the service level.
That's so sweet.
Well, it's not like saying that like we're homies. It's just like, it's like, I guess it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a little piss among friends? But it's also like, that's like a thing where it's like, you can tell me things and, you know. What's a little piss among friends? Like, you can tell me things and we're friends. What's a little piss among friends?
What's a little piss among friends?
How many times have I said that right now?
A lot. Take a shot every time you said that. Do you guys tell each other everything? Zarip_0.
Do you tell me everything, Liza?
No. We don't.
Oh, you're speaking for me now.
You don't tell me everything.
Yeah, no, we don't.
We're close, but we're not that close.
Yeah, guys. It's not like we confide in each other. Like,
no. Yeah, like people are asking, like, do you guys go to each other for relationship advice? Like, what makes you guys close?
Like, we don't
do
like
you guys.
So I've come for you to relationship advice before.
Yeah,
though.
like we know that we can confide in each other. Obviously.
Yeah.
Like if I tell my brother something, I'm like, don't tell anyone. He's not gonna tell anyone.
Nah.
And same, like, the other way, you know?
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know. Do you have someone in your life that you tell everything to or no?
No. No?
Do you keep a lot of things to yourself, you would say?
Yeah.
I think I'm the same way. So I think that's why we don't come to each other with everything.
Yeah, I think it's just how we grew up.
Yeah, we just like to keep a lot of things to ourselves for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't... Yeah, I think it is just how we grew up, because growing up, like, we just didn't really talk about anything to our parents or anything.
Mm-hmm. Pretty closed off.
So I think that's definitely affected, like, how open we are with people around us.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Do you think... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we do, like, tell each other, like, personal things.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But, I mean, it doesn't get
like,
weird.
Like, I turned my nose hairs today.
No, that's not that personal.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm talking about, like, other things that we like, do in our personal lives. And we're like, bro, I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not like, we don't tell each other everything. That's mm-hmm. just weird. Like, we're siblings and, you know, we can tell each other things, but there's just some things that we just don't say just because we want to keep those to ourselves. That's just how the people that we are.
Yeah.
But we could tell each other anything.
Or yeah,
you got
we
some,
could.
Or you got some weird skeletons in your closet.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I think the major events that have happened in my life, I've told you about.
Right, yeah. So we could tell each other anything, we just prefer not to sometimes.
I was going to say, do you think that you are good at, like, communicating your feelings to, like, people? Or do you think that's a struggle? Because I feel like that's a struggle for me, and I feel like it's come from, like, my childhood. But I've never asked you, like, how you feel. Because, like you said, like, we're both not super open with everything. And we like to, like, kind of keep some things to ourselves because that's just, you know.
How we are.
How we are and how we were raised, I guess. Like, we just were never really open with our feelings. Our parents never, like, pushed us to, like, talk about shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not very, like, emotional, feely
kind
people.
Of people. Yeah.
So, like, what do you think? Do you think, like, especially, like, in a relationship, do you think it's, like, easy for you to, like, communicate your feelings? Or do you think it's, like, been a problem?
I think it, yeah. I think it's not very easy for me to open up about certain things that I'm feeling. Mm. Just because, like, feelings get messy, especially my feelings. And
well, what does that mean?
And then, like, yes, like, it's been a problem in the past. And I think there was a problem. And, like, that's why, well, there was a lot of problems in my last relationship. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, that was one of the big problems. And I think, like.
Was you, like, not talking about how you felt?
Yeah.
Something interesting. Like, I didn't know that. I don't know why I thought you were, like, just, like, very open about your feelings and, like, when something made you, like, feel some sort of way.
I try to be as much as I can, but there is some times when I keep to myself a little too much that I know I shouldn't. But it's just hard for me to do something like that, and I feel like that has been a problem before, and things that I try to work on and then just don't work out. So yes, I think I'm not. It's hard for me to express my feelings. And you feel that way as well?
Yeah. It's been a huge problem for me. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know why. I think it's just, like, one, I feel like they just won't understand, like, mm-hmm. what I'm thinking or, like, how my thoughts, how I process things. Or two, like, I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like it's a waste of time. Like, who the fuck cares? Like, why do we need to talk about our feelings? So then,
you keep it to yourself.
Yeah, so then I bottle it up, and then, like, I'm just, like, annoyed, but I don't tell them why I'm annoyed. So, that's bad.
Damn.
That's bad, I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I'm working on it.
I don't feel how you feel about, like, who gives a crap about feelings, because I like listening when the other person likes it.
No, I like listening.
Oh.
Like, I like when people are open with me and communicate with me, but I just have a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, when people, like, talk to me and then I can, like, talk back and, like, maybe give a little bit of, like, how I feel. But mm-hmm. it's mostly, I just want to listen to you.
Yeah, that's how I am, too.
So, I don't know. So, that's a problem.
Yeah.
We should go to
therapy.
So,
we need to go to therapy to get better at our communication skills.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. Hopefully, you guys got
Anyways,
to know
guys.
Us a little bit more.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe a little too much.
I think we said a little too much. In this podcast, but
yeah,
it was fun. It was interesting. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it and yeah. you learned a little bit more.
And hopefully your question
us.
Got asked. And if it didn't, there's always next
yeah.
time.
You mean answered?
Oh, yeah, answered.
Hopefully your question got asked. Well, I guess we did ask their question. for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, so I'm right. I don't know what you're talking
Anyways,
about.
Anyways, it got asked and answered. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you guys. If you ask us a question, don't forget to, you know, follow our social medias just to stay up to date with anything if we ever do anything like this again, so that way you guys know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I guess that's it.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you guys don't listen on audio, you guys can always listen on audio. We're all just want to remind you guys we're all on all the audio platforms, mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts.
We have
Podcasts.
A link down below, no?
Yeah, we do have a link down below if you guys want to check those out. We're on like 8 or 7 different platforms.
Yeah.
So whatever you guys want to listen to, we're on there. But if you guys like to watch too, that's fine as well.
Yep.
So thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye.